Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Jeremy. I'm so glad to be with you. So I've used this statement a lot in my life. It's not a big deal. And I'm sure you've heard it before. Maybe you've even used it to describe different aspects of your life. Most of the time, I probably use it correctly, but sometimes I use it to downplay something that is a really big deal in my life. You know, past experiences like being arrested in Mexico or the illnesses I grew up with, even once in a while when I make some mistakes. And I say, it's not a big deal. On the other side of the spectrum, sometimes it's fun to revel in the past of life experiences or even brag about the good or the bad things that we've partaken in. And my guess is based on 1 Corinthians 5, both those things were happening in the church. There was a sin problem in the church. The downside is the people were proud of it. They were even boasting about it. We see that in verses 2 and 6 of chapter 5. And maybe they didn't think it was a big deal because the world around them did the same kind of things. Maybe they brought that into the church from the outside. Maybe they thought it was okay to just justify their sins. My guess is they knew the sexual sin that was happening, and they knew it was a big deal. But there was pride getting in the way of them admitting it. Of course, Paul had to encourage and correct. They needed to recognize the evilness that was being allowed in the church, and they had to make a hard change. They needed to mourn and grieve the fact that they ignored this big deal and they let sin take root in the church. And Paul was right in his instruction. This was a big deal. And it needed to be treated like it was a big deal. See, sin is a problem. But praise God for sending His Son so we can live and be transformed from sin. And maybe you're stuck, though. Maybe sin has its grips on you and you've been saying it's not a big deal. It might be time to confess and mourn the sin that has been grabbing you. We see that in 1 John 1:9. Maybe someone around you is boasting about their sin and you're not sure what to do. First, pray for wisdom. Turn to God and let Him help you through this. And then remember to speak the truth in love so we can all grow into maturity. As always, we're here to help. Just let us know. Thanks for listening. Praying for you all.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.